Tag. Who does not know this popular childhood game? One person is the chaser who tries to tag or touch the other people who are running away. Usually when a person is tagged, the chaser says, "Tag, you're it." Then this person needs to catch the other ones. However, this game is not only played by children all around the globe these days. Damien DeVoe and his brother Christian are responsible for transforming a childhood game into an organized and exciting sport called World Chase Tag. I recently met with Damien to talk about the new interest in this traditional game. So, Damien, what was the inspiration behind starting WCT?
It all started with a game of tag between Christian and his son, Orlando. Orlando wanted to know who was better, so they used the stopwatches on their phones to see how long each of them was the chaser. Whoever ended up to be in this role for the shortest time was the winner, you know. And things just started to develop from there. We came up with new modes and formats to play, created our own special court and started to organise events.
Okay. How does Chase Tag work?
We have quite a few different formats, but the one we use the most is the team chase-off. Each team has up to four players and each chase lasts 20 seconds. There is one person from each team, one chaser and one evader. The chaser has to try and tag the evader and the evader has to try and not get caught.
And what type of athletes compete in Chase Tag?
At the moment, most of the chasers come from a parkour, free running or gymnastics background. However, sometimes we get people with no parkour experience doing really well. For example, we know someone that comes from tennis and kite surfing and he is really good. You need a lot of skills for chasing, so all types of sports are good for that.
How has WCT become so popular? Do you do anything special?
I'm not sure. All we have really done is just publish our videos online. I think the success that we've had so far is because chasing is such a natural thing for people to do. Pretty much every person we speak to around the world played the game when they were young. So I think it's just something that everyone can relate to. Another thing is that chasing and running away is very human. For thousands of years, that has been a matter of life and death. So for me, it's easy to see why we still have such a strong reaction to it today.
So what is your vision for WCT?
I would love to see people playing Chase Tag everywhere. It would be really interesting to see how people from different cultures do it. You know, for example, a cricket player from India, or an American football running back, a Brazilian street fighter or a Jamaican sprinter. How do they go at it?
Do you think WCT could eventually become an Olympic sport?
People ask us this question a lot, but I haven't thought about that, to be honest. At the moment, it is still a small movement. So the Olympics are quite far away now, but you never know, right?
World Chase Tag. An old but new sport. Let's see where the journey takes them. Emily Hove, BBC News.